This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have quite a few surahs to cover today, inshallah ta'ala, so I'm trying to be a little bit fast, so bear with me and be patient as well, inshallah ta'ala. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 surahs to cover today. Inshallah ta'ala. Short surahs from the Mufassal, yani the very ends of the Ajza'. So Juz 28 and 29 and then 30, that will be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Surah As-Saff, he already completed Surah As-Saff, Surah Al-Jum'ah, and he just completed Surah Al-Munafiqun. And then we'll cover Surah Al-Taghabun, Al-Talaq, Al-Tahrim, Al-Mulk, Al-Qalam, Surah Al-Haqqa, Al-Ma'arij, Al-Nuh. So these are all the surahs that we will cover today, inshallah ta'ala. As-Saff, quickly, As-Saff. Saff is, as we stand in line, Saff, we call this Saff. It talks about unity. It talks about the struggling, actually, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu alladhina yujahiduna fi sabilihi saffa. Allah azza wa jalla loves those who struggle in His path. Zakum Allah khair. I had to say something. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless you and give you lots of chocolate of Jannah. Zakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. And also, in this particular surah, Surah As-Saff, Allah Azza wa Jalla alludes to Isa alayhi salam making a mention of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. You know, the prophecy of Isa making a mention of Prophet Ahmad alayhi salatu wa salam, wa mubashiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. So this is where Isa alayhi salam is making a mention of our Prophet when he was talking to his disciples. This is Surah As-Saff, Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Surah Al-Jumu'ah, as you may see, or Surah Al-Jumu'ah, by its title, you will know what it talks about. It talks about, again, unity, Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. All you who believe, when the call for the congregational prayer is called for Jumu'ah, leave your trades and come forward towards the Salah. So this is Salat al-Jum'ah. And then there is this beautiful ayah whereby Allah Azza wa Jal talks about death, and he talks about, you know, the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Say that death that you're trying to run away from, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. It shall get you. يعني when your time is up, your time is up. You cannot run away from your decree, from your destiny. You cannot run away from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Surah Al-Munafiqun. This is a very, very interesting surah. Quite, you know, it's scary as well. Because one of the most dangerous phenomenon to deal with is when you're dealing with hypocrites. Al-Munafiqun are called hypocrites. You know, why? Well, because you see, when you have an enemy, you know that he's your enemy or she's your enemy. You can deal with them accordingly. But when you have somebody who smiles at you, right? But then behind you, he plots things against you. So these are the munafiqeen or the munafiqoon. And this not happened at the time of the Prophet, but for all the prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam, they had to deal with this phenomenon of al-munafiqoon. And in this particular surah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about 15 sifa, 15, you know, characteristics of these people, munafiqoon. So much so than Umar ibn al-Khattab, who is given the glad tidings from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam that he was among the people of Jannah. You know the Ashra al-Mubashirin bil Jannah? Umar is one of them. And when the Prophet Muhammad gave these lists of the munafiqeen to the Sahabi, he went to him and he says, I don't want to know who's there. I just want to know if my name is there. If my name is amongst the munafiqeen. Allah, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam says in this the Prophet Muhammad says with regard to the munafiqeen, he says ayatul munafiq in Bukhari, the Prophet says ayatul munafiq is three, the signs of the hypocrites are three, in one narration four. He says ida haddatha kadhab wa ida wa'ada akhlaf wa ida tumina khan. The sign of a hypocrite is when he speaks he lies, when he speaks he lies, when he makes a promise he breaks his promise, wa ida tumina khan, when he's given a trust he does not fulfill his trust, his amana. This is one of the signs of hypocrites. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us amongst them. Surah At-Taghabun. Are you following? I'm trying to summarize as much as possible. And I'm running, you know, against the time as well. It's already 5 minutes. Surat At-Taghabun, it talks about, and all these particular surahs, they start with tasbih. Am I okay? You know, breathing in, out, tayyib, halas. It talks about the Day of Judgment. It talks about the Day of At-Taghabun, where people will gather in the Day of Resurrection. And the mawdu' here, the theme of this particular surah, talking about Ad-Da'wah ila al-Iman, calling people towards believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also learning about Allah azza wa jalla through His names and His attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Surah At-Taghabun. And then Surah At-Talaq. You all know Surah At-Talaq, so by its title, you know what it talks about. But this particular Surah At-Talaq, it puts in rules, it puts in conditions, right? If talaq was to happen, I'm a marriage officer, sometimes people, they would come here, you know, asking for a divorce. I say, I'm here to, you know, try to find a resolution. I always say, if both parties want a resolution, it can happen. If they both want to reconciliate, it can happen. But if one party does not want, and one party wants, it's not going to happen. Both parties, they have to want to reconciliate with one another. But if, may Allah forbid, there is no mean, or there is no, you know, purpose of resuming this life with one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla puts in this Surah At-Talaq. But He puts in, subhanAllah, some rules and conditions, so much so that in this particular Surah At-Talaq, you will find Allah Azza wa Jalla talking a lot about taqwa Allah. Ittaqullah. So when you, if you were to issue talaq, there has to be some fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, wattaqu Allaha rabbakum. And then He also says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. In one another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do not forget the good in between you. You know, sometimes when we divorce, may Allah forbid, people, they become like enemies. Whereas Allah says, don't forget the ihsan, don't forget the good among one another. And then the Surah At-Tahrim. Surah At-Tahrim, it comes after Surah At-Talaq. This is an interesting surah, because Surah At-Tahrim, there's a story behind it. The story is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, when Prophet Muhammad used to go and spend time with his wife Zainab bint Jahsh. And then whenever he used to go to her house, he used to eat, she used to feed him honey. Honey. She used to feed him honey, huh? Mary Jam, you say Mary Jam. Mary Jam. I call it jam, it's like a jam and honey and everything. We say honey, you say jam. Mary honey. So she used to feed him honey. And then Aisha and Safiya, they teamed up. You say, when Prophet Muhammad comes, we tell him he smells. He has bad breath. He smelled this maghafir. Is a tree that's got, you know, some fruit that comes out from it. It has some sort of a smell. It's like a mimosa gum. I don't know if you have ever come across this particular fruit. So Prophet Muhammad came one day, and then Aisha says, Rasulullah, you smell maghafir. He says, I was with Zainab. She just fed me honey. I don't know, you smell maghafir. And then he goes to Hafsa. He says, Rasulullah, you smell maghafir, you smell. He says, I shall not eat honey no more. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, Ya ayyuhan nabi, lima tuhadhimu mahalallahu lak. Oh, your Prophet, why would you make something that Allah has made halal? You made it forbidden, you made it haram. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed that surah, after this particular incident that happened to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Surah Al-Mulk, you all know Surah Al-Mulk. Or at least you must have heard of Surah Al-Mulk. It is also called Surah Tabarak, or called Surah Al-Mani'ah. Al-Mani'ah, according to Ibn Mas'ud, he said that the Prophet Muhammad says, Surah Al-Mulk, it is Al-Mani'ah. Mani'ah, it is the one that saves from the punishment of the grave. If you were to recite it every night, if you were to memorize it and recite it, at least recite it every night before you go to sleep, it is that surah that comes and accompanies you in your grave. It is a surah that, inshaAllah ta'ala, will help ward off the punishment of the grave, you know, from each other, inshaAllah ta'ala. So try to memorize the surah that starts with Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. It talks about the Allah, the omnipotent. It talks about His dominion. It talks about Allah al-Malik, al-Malik, al-Muqtadir, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Surah Al-Qalam, or Noon. It's also called Surah Noon or Surah Al-Qalam. Brothers and sisters, chocolate time. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create first before anything?
Angels.
Angels, no. Huh? Pen, qalam. You have to do this. Pen, qalam. Here you go, brother. And pen. Na'am. Do you have hadith on that one? Do you have any of this? أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال له وما أكتب قال أكتب قال إلى يوم القيامة. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Yeah, you can. Yeah, the big guy, the big man. Yeah, he knows the hadith. He's on diet, mashallah, it's okay. I love
you.
The first thing that Allah Azza wa Jalla created is pen. And he told the pen to write. The pen says, what shall I write? The pen says, write everything that has to happen until the end of time. Al-Qalam. In Quran, Al-Qalam. So Surah Al-Qalam talks about the comparison between two groups. The people of the right, the believers, and the mujrimeen wal-iyadu billah, and the non-believers. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Qalam wa Surah Noon, Allah Azza wa Jalla meant the heart of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, when he says, Noon wal-qalami wa ma yasturoon, ma anta bini'mati rabbika bimajnoon. They're calling him Majnoon. And you know what Majnoon? I think in Urdu you say Majnoon, hey. Majnoon, crazy, hey. Right? Majnoon, crazy. So, Majnoon, Jannah al-Rajul, يعني راح عقله أو ذهب عقله. When you say in Arabic, Jannah al-Rajul. So they used to call Prophet Muhammad Majnoon, crazy. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is testifying that ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. You're not crazy. You're not مجنون. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Allah testified that the Prophet Muhammad is of best of moral character. صلى الله عليه وسلم. سورة الحاقة. سورة الحاقة talks about the day of judgment. This is why we call it القيامة. We call it الحاقة. We call it القارعة. These are all the names of the day of judgment. And in this particular surah, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about these two groups again. The people of the right, أهل اليمين, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Those who will receive their book of records from their right hands, and those who will get their book of records from their left hands, وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. And the other third group who will get the book of records from where? From the back. أيوه هاي, the back. From their back, وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah save us and not make us amongst them. So that's Surah Al-Haqqa. خلاص, Surah Al-Ma'arij and Surah, I'm done. Surah Al-Ma'arij. Surah Al-Ma'arij, again, it's about the Qiyamah, the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect everyone. يوم تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. When the angels and the ruh and everyone will be resurrected and everybody will be in this land in a day equivalent to 50,000 years. One day equivalent to 50,000 years, all waiting for Allah Azza wa Jalla to come down to start the hisab. سبحانه وتعالى. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. They think it's far. That day is not to come. It's still long. لا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, ونراه قريبا. It's near. That day is coming very, very near. And then, brothers and sisters, Surah Nuh. This is the final surah that we will cover today. Surah Nuh. Nuh talks about, the surah talks about the struggle of Nuh, alayhi salam. قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا. I called my people day and night. I called them publicly. I called them privately. I called them in a community level. I called, يعني he did not leave no he called his people at all times for 950 years, and ulama said that only about 83 people believed in his message. For 950 years, only 83 people, you know, followed his message, alayhi as-salatu was-salam. Brothers and sisters, an ayah that would save your life. An ayah that would save your life. Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3. Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَنَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ. And whosoever fears Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way out for him. Remember when Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah, in when he talks about Ramadan, Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may, why do we, you know, fast? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa. Taqwa is, you know, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is feeling Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the Prophet Muhammad, he pointed to his heart when he says, taqwa is here. Taqwa is in the heart. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. The key to your, out to your problems, to your hardships, is in taqwa. Because Allah says, وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make a way out when all the doors are locked before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open those doors through your taqwa, through the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْزُقُهُ, on top of that, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide that person from ways and avenues he has never thought of. They said that you cannot have that job. They said that you cannot have that son. They said that you cannot have a baby. They said that you cannot have a house. Whatever they say. إِنْ تَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. If you were to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, truly as he's supposed to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate your stress and your hardships, and Allah will provide you from ways and avenues you've never thought of. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to bless you and bless all of us. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to save us all in this blessed night. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.